is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Angie's Intuition with Angie Bell. Angie is a spiritual medium and intuitive coach who helps people heal and find clarity and peace after the loss of a loved one. With 30 years of experience, she brings enlightenment, education, and entertainment to her show on News for the Soul every second Friday of the month. Let's welcome Angie back to News for the Soul.
And we're back. Angie, welcome back.
Wow, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so, so happy. Welcome, everyone, to this beautiful day. Thank you, Nicole, for that beautiful introduction. I am excited to be here, and I bring a guest today with me that she's inspiring and someone who gives me such pleasure to introduce to you all. And I'm going to jump right in because I know that this time really goes so fast, and I want everyone to be able to experience everything we can. My guest today, she is Laurie Cowling, and she is just a beautiful speaker, storyteller, healer, intuitive coach, all of these things. But let me just read a little something about her before we bring her on. Evolving our human awareness to identify, understand, and transform our beliefs allows us to experience the full potential of our essence. The frequency that essence becomes clouded and out of tune when the effects of isolation, punishment, and abandonment become anchored in our understanding of difference. When this occurs, one's inner being, outer community, and global consciousness becomes dull, void of joy, and full of effort. As an intuitive connection strategist and catalyst for inclusion consciousness, she facilitates programs, conversations, and opportunities that build interaction with impact. Laurie works with leaders, messengers, ensuring they are equipped to create powerful and caring connections for individuals, families, and communities. I want to welcome Laurie. Come on in. How are you today?
Thanks, Angie. I am so excited to be with you and your audience today. When you invited me to be a part of this show, I just felt my whole heart open, and I'm just really grateful to be here today and be able to share some of my experiences and, you know, hope they have a ripple effect for, you know, all of your listeners.
Well, I'm so thankful that you said yes. This is great. Now, you're in a different part of Canada. I am in British Columbia, and you are in the next province over in Calgary. So just wanted to let our listeners know where you're located. And just to, how's it going over there? I know this, is it with all of this pandemic, is things starting to open up in your community now?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. It's such a great question, Angie. I live in a smaller community. So, you know, things have always been a little different here than they are in the big cities. Our family has been a little more just cocooning because I have a beautiful daughter who has Down syndrome and some health issues. So we're just a little more, but yeah, I think that things are starting to open up. I hear on the news and when I, you know, people talk to me about the news that things are opening up more. I just really have to say in living in the community I do that's a bit smaller, what happens is there's bigger space. So you see people out all the time. And it's one of the most beautiful things I've seen out of this, this just global change of energy and awareness is every single day, you know, whether I go for a drive with my daughter or we go for a walk, you see people out. You see people walking and you see people together and you see families together. And, you know, we live in a part of Canada that's a little colder than where you live. So it might seem weird that I'm saying this because in the warm places, people are out walking all the time, but I hear they weren't. And I think that I really love that part of what's happened is to see people opening up their hearts and their families.
Oh, Yeah, I agree. We're fortunate we don't have the coldness, but and it's very encouraging, really encouraging to see all of this and connection and love. What I wanted to do is just start us off with an intention today and invite everyone to come in and just get comfortable where you are as we start with this. And this is one of the things that I love so much about Larice. She also leads in a beautiful intention, and I actually have spoken about you many times on my show, Larice, and I haven't shared that with you before because I always love your thing about what are we pre-paving. So today we just close your eyes and take a moment and just get comfortable where you are right now. And I'm just we're gonna set an intention for today. And just to fill the space and time with compassion and love, a possibility, so many possibilities. Joy, and to raise our vibration to really allow ourselves to get into the follow the flow and get into our flow and showing up for ourselves as we move forward in this day, and just recognizing that when we raise our vibrations up, our reality, our dreams, and having the courage to dream all becomes so much easier, and we can sort of move in that direction. So I'm going to just allow that energy to start flowing here with us collectively as a group, and I encourage you all to just set that intention. Take a nice deep breath in and just release that. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really want everyone to know a little bit more about who you are and what you do, Lily. Can you just give us a little more information, more in depth on what you're doing right now?
Yeah, sure. I love that last part where you said what I'm doing right now, because it feels like, we can define what we do and then we're totally transformed by some experience and then we have trouble even saying, what am I doing? Right? So I love that right now. So actually this morning, what I was doing was creating some like Facebook banners and stuff, not my strong suit, because I'm starting a conversation on Sunday. Sunday is World Down Syndrome Day. And a few years ago, my daughter and I created this movement called See Uniqueness. And we've been inviting a million people to celebrate and share their uniqueness. And out of that, this incredible conversation has happened of an awareness that most of us are uncertain about how to truly celebrate who we are in our ever-changing uniqueness. You know, who we are in this moment, like you said, who I am today, or who I am, you know, tomorrow after this day, or who I was yesterday, or who I am when I'm angry, or who I am when I'm happy, or, you know, just uniqueness is ever changing. Mm-hmm. So we are in this conversation, and last year we decided that we wanted to create an entire language around uniqueness and celebrating who we are. I thought it'd be such an amazing thing for people to be able to access language of celebration when, you know, up until this last year, and we're really seeing this in how our world's unfolding, our languaging has been around looking for what's wrong,
mm-hmm.
which is,
right,
you know, kind of what we said in the introduction. When we see wrongness and difference, we automatically go to abandonment, isolation, or punishment. And to the point where our differences are creating mental health issues, our differences are creating fear, our differences are creating, such division and separateness in our communities. So we want to change mm-hmm. that conversation. Right, we want to talk about those differences and the beautifulness of their unique.
That is amazing. Now, I'm just going to. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just a little tidbit. My power just went off, so I just wanted to make sure you were all still with me.
Well, I'm still with you. So I hope everybody else is still with us too.
Everyone else, I love what you're saying about changing the language. What more, you know, because with this pandemic we've been in our heads so much, and we sort of feel like we've had this conversation about we've lost who we are in a sense, and sort of trying to, and we're kind of low and trying to figure out who we are and how that fits in. And to, I love the idea of this new language. Can you tell me more about what is the positive language that you are sharing with people?
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that I adore doing, and it, you know, it's why I came up with this really fun name, Intuitive Connection Strategist, is I really adore being with people in conversation and seeing within them what they desire to see within themselves, but they've been conditioned that they can't talk about or say. So, you know, even in any conversation that we have, you'll often hear people talking in a way that doesn't allow them to fully express the essence of who they are. So just, it's hard to really describe, you know, maybe one of your listeners will, you know, have a specific thing we can talk about, but it's really just a place of knowing that you can see within yourself the gift of who you are. And in order to do that, sometimes we have to heal away all of the conditioning that we've been given. You know, like I can look in the mirror now and go, oh, I feel so beautiful. And then I hear the words too of, oh, my gosh, you've put on so much weight. Or, oh, your hair is so gray. And then I just switch those words. I spend a little time and think to myself, wow, my body has gotten me through so much this year. I'm so grateful for this body and what I've created. And it's just really deciding to see other people with celebration. And when you start to do that with other people, you're able to do it with yourself. And then it becomes this really powerful giving and receiving of celebration.
That is absolutely beautiful, Larie, to see others in celebration and then to be able to see yourself in it. That's a golden statement right there. I hope people can hear that. It just hits my heart. So it just feels full when I hear that, because it's so much easier to see the beauty in others. And when you could translate that, and I love that. Thank you for that. That is really important. That we should remember.
Sorry. Like when we see the beauty in others, it's actually an activity I do with people. And I find interestingly enough, adult women have a harder time celebrating themselves. So I will start with asking people, you know, what do you see in somebody that you really like? Or who's your favorite mentor? And tell me some of their qualities. Or, you know, who's the person in your life that you feel brings the most joy in? And tell me some of their qualities. And then what we start talking about is when you can see it in somebody else, you wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't in you. And you're seeing it in somebody else, and it's beginning to light up in you. So I call it building evidence, magnifying what you see in somebody else that feels like, you know, a loveliness, or, oh, I really want to be like that. It's a beautiful, true nature quality. When you build up that evidence around you, what happens is it ignites it within you.
That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so, in your experience, when this happens, what do you see happening in your clients? Is it an immediate response to that they can see the difference
or how do you, you know, because I feel sometimes when we are, when we switch our paradigm so quickly, our whole body shifts, our energy shifts. And do you see that?
I really do. So it's, yeah, it's a great question, Angie, because depending on the depth of or the amount of covering up we've done of this part of ourselves that we wish to know, sometimes when we're in conversations, and mostly this happens in conversation, you can feel this place where everything kind of gets quiet, like the sound around you gets quiet, and the person that you're talking with, that you're seeing their light, you're seeing their beauty, you're seeing their essence as their trueness, or like a stillness happens. And when that stillness happens, you can see it in them. They just get, there's almost like a, and mostly they feel the frequency. You'll see this experience with people when you've said something that comes from the wisdom of your true essence or your true nature. You see it received. Somebody will receive it and their whole being will pause. And mm-hmm. you've had those moments with clients. We've had the, you know, people, most of your listeners have had these moments for themselves or with their friends. It's like something gets said and everybody's like, what just happened? and then, Angie, there's times where people can't receive it because they just, it's too hard to open up. Like, as we were talking, I was pulling some cards from a new deck. I have the Starseed deck, and it's actually this beautiful picture called Cracked Open. And it fits in with what we were talking about the other day, is that sometimes we have so much belief system, so much outer pieces put on us, that mm-hmm. when we are given that moment to see our true self, it takes a little bit to crack that open. So, yeah, so sometimes people really receive it, and sometimes later, like I got a message yesterday from a friend who we'd been in one of these kind of conversations, and he messaged me going, oh, I feel it. I feel what you were saying about me.
Oh,
it takes a little
wow.
while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It takes a moment to allow it to receive is what you're saying, and also probably time to let go of that perception, right? That paradigm that you had sort of put yourself in, or and to be able to release it. And what a beautiful thing to receive. A funny thing that you say, you pulled a card, and I pulled a card this morning too, and it's about letting go. And it seems to be of the same thing, being able to let go so that you can receive all of this. I know we were talking about also just the essence of who we are. And I loved how you expressed this and how to trust how that feels and what that would feel like. And you just described with one of your clients. He felt his essence. So can you talk more about that and how your intuitive essence,
yeah.
I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, Angie. Like, if this place, I know for myself, like we're a whole being. We're an entire being. And often what happens is I'll focus on only one part of my experience at a time. And so you get kind of lost in I'm not feeling well, or like this past year, my mental wellness, I struggled with this past year for sure. And I felt very much like I lost myself. I felt like I was lost. I felt like I didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And these things I've experienced many times over the last, 20 years of growing into who I am. But this last little while, I feel like I've felt it much more, and probably because so many people in our on our planet right now are experiencing this huge changing of who they are. And it's this place of realizing that we're not actually lost. We're remembering the essence of who we've always been. You know, we come here in this beautiful, divine knowingness and beingness in our truest nature. And then we spend all this time, you know, as a young person, a little one, and then as we grow, we take on all of these experiences and beliefs, and we start to define the role that we're going to have. You know, we have so many roles here. But underneath, all of us are this just natural, true essence being. And I see what's happening right now in our world with the shift in consciousness is that so many are awakening to that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about, you know, like you were talking about letting go and cracking open, for me, one of the most beautiful understandings I ever had of letting go, because I never understood it. I was always like, why would I let go of something? I like myself. I don't want to let go of a piece of that. What the heck, right? Or I worked hard for this suffering. You can't take it. You can't have it. I'm not letting it go. My friend Kevin, who is a Qigong and monk and amazing soul, he lives in Hong Kong. He told me once, in order to let it go, you must truly pick it up and know it. One of the things that I find was, go ahead, Anne.
No, I was just going to repeat. Can you repeat that again? To truly let something go, you must pick it up.
You must pick it up and know it.
And know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? You know, like here we are trying to let go. Just even imagine a fist, like your fist or closed hand, and right, you open it to let it go. But what we tend to do is we try and flick it off. We try and take this experience of us, this piece of us that no longer serves or is causing us harm or pain, and we try and push it away and ignore it. And when you just pick it up and go, this is a beautiful, unique piece of me. And you don't have to delve into the experience of it. And when you pick it up and go, this is a piece of me, and I love this piece of me for what it is for me, and then just, and what I imagine is, and then I open my hands. I have my palm up and I open my hand. And then I let that part transmute into what it's meant to be instead of, you know, trying to move it away or push it away or, yeah.
Oh, you know, it just reminds me of, you know, it's a piece of our puzzle of who we are. And without that piece, we can't become, I feel, what you've been talking, become who we are really meant to be, our true essence. So I love that. It really gives a beautiful visual of that sort of acknowledging the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever, and saying thank you, you know, having that forgiveness piece too, to be able to say, I thank you for this. May not need this piece in my life, and now I'm willing to let it go. That is just absolutely beautiful.
And as you're talking, I'm starting to, and I love this, like in conversations where all the really yummy things happen, people will say, oh, Marie, you're so wise. And I'm like, no, I didn't know this before you said it. So it comes from you. As you're talking, what I'm experiencing too is this sense of, like, as you're talking about, this is a part of the puzzle of you. It's not letting go of any piece or part of us. It's letting go of the story or the description or the what we've made it be. You know, like, it, just as you were talking, I was thinking, well, there's not really a piece of my puzzle that I would not want to have. So what do they really mean when they say let go? And I feel like that beautiful thing is, oh, maybe it is just to let go of what I've made it mean.
Right. You know, and to let it be what it is. And I always think, too, those pieces, sometimes of those dark pieces in that puzzle, you know, the background of it all, really allows us to find where the light should shine and help us create that awareness even more so in ourselves. So, you know we say love and light all the time, and I'm just sort of thinking as we're talking here is that love and light, but without the dark and the heavy pieces or those pieces that challenged us, you know, we wouldn't really see the brightness of this light and the essence of who we are without the balance of the two. So,
I love that. And it takes us right back to what I was saying in the beginning of celebrating all of that. When we make a difference, so in this conversation of essence, even in our spirituality, we do this a lot. People will make something good and bad, and they don't even realize they're doing it. That dark is actually where creation begins. And if we've decided that it's a wrongness in us, then we'll feel those places of isolation, punishment, and abandonment. And I would guess many of your listeners have, in their spiritual growth or in their awareness in their lives, have, you know, reached out to learn more about themselves and their essence, have felt those things. Even from the people in the similar conversations, because we'll make it wrong mm-hmm. when we want to be in conversations of the dark or the light. Instead of celebrating, like you just said, that dark part is like it's the creation point. Without dark, you wouldn't even see light.
That's it. Yeah, that's so true. That's kind of a belief that I hold, you know. Oh, I love speaking with you. This gets me so excited. And I hope you listeners are hearing this and really, you know, we do have a call in here. I'm just going to mention this because I think I should. If there's a call in number, if anyone wants to, you know, I have a question for Lori, please don't hesitate to call in. Our number is 1-646-595-4274 or email at ontheair@telus.net. I know we've already been here for 30 minutes, if you can imagine. And I wanted to also invite anyone who wanted to have, we would like to pull a couple of cards for in the next 10 minutes or so, with the intention of where it is that you need to know that what's coming next for you. And sort of filling that space in, because this conversation, I think, could go on for hours, and I think I would love to have you back. I'm saying that before we're even done. Can you believe that? So just more of that. I wanted to talk about that. Now the other side, how to make yourself, what is your point of view, and what is your thoughts on wellness, and like, you know, you're shifting. How can we shift? And you know, I don't want to say that everything's love and light and happiness all the time, but why not? You know, how are you leading your conversations about wellness?
Yeah, for sure. It's always so great to be in conversations of wellness. And like I was saying, this past year, I, you know, experienced a lot of sense of unwellness, I think I would say it like mm-hmm. that. But one of the things I've done and I do and I talk with people about, and, you know, it's one of the pillars of my See Uniqueness technique, is cultivating community. And when you're in a place of being curious with people, you create connection. And when you're in connection with people, you build community. And when you're in community with people, you enhance the world. That's kind of the basic that I talk about in this principle of cultivating your community. So I make a purposefully in my intention, that doesn't sound right. Those words don't sound right together. But when I connect with somebody, when I talk to somebody, I am very purposeful to be present with them for as long as I'm with them and then complete with them. And that's how I've learned to cultivate community. And the reason I'm talking about that is because when we are struggling, when I'm struggling, when I was in that place of unwellness, that cultivation of my community comes through to support you when you don't even know it. You know, we talk often with people about creating your support system and, you know, like in crisis, you know where to call and you know what to do. We do this thing of cultivating our community with present awareness. They come to you when you're not able to reach out. So I find this happens a lot when we're in those places. So this year, I had this beautiful soul reach out to me. You know, it's not somebody I would have thought to connect with. And he said to me, how you doing? You know, it's been a while since we talked. I'm doing this great new venture. Have you heard of Happy Coffee?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure, I'm sure I've heard of Happy Coffee. And then he sent me this video about dose, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And I thought, oh, I'm going to try this Happy Coffee. And it was amazing. And it was so great because what it did is it, you know, supported my mental wellness, supported my energy and my happiness. And what it also did was gave me this place to go, now where else in my being am I feeling depleted? And then I reached out to a friend, and I didn't reach out and say, hey, can you help me with this thing? I thought of this friend, and I called her, and we had a conversation, and then she was helping me with some trauma release. And then I, you know, one day was on a call with you, and we were talking about what kind of things we could do together this year. And all of a sudden, I'm, you know, on Sunday, I'm doing this conversation around World Down Syndrome Day with two other amazing moms. We're calling it Standing with Angels, three moms talking about Down Syndrome and our kids. So I think what I'm trying to put into perspective for everybody is that it's not just one thing in our being that cracks open when we are up-leveling into a different wellness. And this cultivating community for me allows me to be clear enough, even in the deepest struggle, to hear the message. When I get a message of get out of bed, go do some energy work, go, you know, call up your favorite practitioner, go on a 10-day silent retreat. I didn't get any of those messages. I got, hey, this really nice guy that I know that I worked with a while ago wants to know if I like coffee. And then that translated into, oh, this is Happy Coffee. Oh, I really want to. And now actually I'm building my own team of incredible people who, you know, really are in alignment with who they are and their personal purpose and, you know, who want to be in compassionate service to others as they build their wealth. But then I'm doing all these other things. So I guess, I hope that makes sense, right? It's like, go ahead.
It's not just one thing, but it's many things. And the one thing that sort of resonated with you is wonderful. And I have to say that thank you so much for sending it out to me to try. And it happened. I love synchronicity because this phone call or this podcast was not planned when you had said you were going to send me out this Happy Coffee to try. And today was, I received it only a few days ago and I'm having it now. And I'm telling you, it's fantastic. I just want to give you a little
insight on what I'm experiencing, and it's lovely. So, you know, adding it to, you know, your community, adding it to your daily routine along with your mm-hmm. gratitudes, you know, I feel that this is yeah. this is something that everyone needs to sort of really put into practice. That's something for them to be able to bring them up, bring their energy up. And in many ways, and I love the fact that you bring community in, because especially at this time of our lives that we're kind of missing that piece. And it goes back to saying at the beginning, you know, you're seeing community in your neighborhood, people walking in, and you're feeling a little more connected that there is, you know, perhaps an end, we know, an end to all of this, to help bring our energy back up and to be who we want to be and finding the essence of who we are. I just, you know, part of our conversation, just going back to it a little bit about shifting and shedding too, even in all mm-hmm. of this. And I love that, shifting your idea of what it is that you need in your life to really get connected to self. You know, I don't know why I'm saying this, it's just popping up, you know, us intuitives. It just really comes
anyway,
up. Now,
I'll just let you know that you do have a couple callers, Angie, when you're ready.
Okay, I was just actually ready to, can you put the first one through for us? That'd be great. Thank you.
What happens when you have an intuitive producer as well? Here we go to 250. Area code 250, you're up, you're live with Angie and guests. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Victoria.
Oh. Well, welcome. And your first name?
Oh, is it me that you're talking to? Cindy.
Cindy. Great. What can I do for you? What's your question?
I'm kind of like what you're saying about going up and down, you know, like trying to keep your spirits up, kind of. And you get shot down again, you know, you feeling negative and stuff, you know, and you're trying to manifest something, you know. I was trying to manifest a beach property, and then you look at the market, and I was like, whoa. So it's pretty hard to keep going.
And so changing that, trying to find the energy to raise your vibration to
is
difficult for you right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What would, and your question would be, how can I change that? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's part of it. And hoping that, you know, like I say, I'd like to still manifest the beach property, and if it's going to actually mm-hmm. happen, you know, and this has been a while, and I'm like, then I'm giving up hope, and I'm like, oh, dear, you know, I want to think negative. How do I, you know, like, you keep going, you know, you got to keep going.
You do. Just really, and Louie, you can also, you know, add to this, but I feel when you need to feel what you want, you know, you need to get that feeling, that manifesting, but then you also have to let it go and not sort of continue to focus on it. So give it time.
Oh, man.
I feel when you keep focusing on it, there's no time for it to be out there to receive. But and just for me, I always say just to let it go, put it out there, what you're looking for, your desires, and just take some time to let that happen. And the more you focus on it, the universe is like, okay, she's focusing on this again. Now, how can we make it created, in a sense? So, again, the letting go, accepting it, okay, this and divine timing. Yeah, divine timing is the big thing. What do you think, Louie? Do you agree?
Yeah, I really do, and I can do feel, you know, your sadness right now, you know, your concern about what you're really wanting and where you're really wanting to go. And so something that I think will be really beneficial and helpful for you is, you know, are you able to get close to the beach now? Are you, like, able to go sit by the water?
Where I want it would be, you know, it's not in, right. even in Victoria. It's in the Kootenays. I want to go back home.
Beautiful.
Back home and spend time with my family and friends. You know, I'm kind of lonely over here. And I'm like, I want to have like a beach property that it's a gathering, you know, and it's a, you know, a place that for all family and friends to come to, you know, and my, you know, the ones that are here. You know, so that was my thought
see,
pattern.
I can see
is, you know,
different. Yeah, you're different already, right? Because right now you're like, and this is what I was going to ask you to do is, go into the space of what was the seed of why you wanted it. So what talking about, I felt you shift a little. Oh, it's your family and the gathering and the friends and the sense of being at home. And putting your feet on that earth, you know, the Kootenays are so beautiful. And, you know, you can right now, and you're feeling it right now, imagine yourself there. So this is what I would do. Right, you can feel that. I would take some time each day to pause in this. Oh, I adore my family. The feeling of gathering and talking and being in, and the feeling of the earth under my feet in my home. Because the vibration of your home, earth, is very different than the vibration of where you live. Allow your essence right to receive all of that. And so then for a while, take your focus away from I desire the beachfront property and put your focus and your gratitude and you know, when I go to bed at night, it's one of the things I've added into my wellness is I do that. I feel the essence, the energy of the things that I really desire. And it's rarely a thing. It's mostly what you're talking about, your home and your sense of being connected.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully that can help you as a tool, right?
Yeah. Because I, you know, and I'm like, am I obsessing with it now? You know, it's like, oh, I really want to, so I got to stop obsessing with it, I feel, you know,
just
changing like
how
you're
feeling.
Obsessive
the feeling, excited. Yeah, changing that feeling. And that, I love that, Larry, thank you for sharing that, is that when we start to feel as if we already have it and are in it, is the key to manifestation. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, wow. And be gratified.
Yeah, and it's so lovely, ladies. I have a deck of cards in my hand. So often when I talk with people, I just will pull a card. And Angie, as you were just talking, I pulled the card. It says, a new earth. It's happening. Keep holding the vision. So to me, it's not the vision of the lakefront that you want. Hold the vision. Yeah. Of the sensation of being at home and with your family, and the property
is
most likely already in play, right?
Oh, is that right? Oh, thank you, Angie. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yeah, just a lot of chaos is going on in my life right now, and it's like it just adds to another, you know, husband sick and my aunt's dying, you know, and you're like, oh, I can't. It's just like an overload, you know, and I got to somehow calm myself
and take some breath
away.
Like we really, as you're doing it, really give yourself an opportunity to breathe and sit in that breath. And as you do this, and that will also bring you back to center as well with your, make sure it's nice and deep. So thank you so much for your call. I know this has been a great call. Thank you for your question, Cindy. It's been great.
Thank you for the little tips, and it's been wonderful. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
Oh, great questions, great tools for people to really get in and sort of find a way to find their higher vibration by feeling and as if it already has. And I love what you said, if you get into that get your toes into the earth as if you are there. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's true, right? That home vibration is very different and we miss it. It's part of that sense of becoming who we've always been that people are craving right now.
True. Absolutely true. Okay, Nicole, is there somebody else on the line for us?
Let's find out. All ones, you're now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? All ones,
hello.
You're now live. Anybody there? Okay, I'm going to refresh the switchboard. I think it's gone a little wonky on us. And continue on. I'll just let you know that we do have 9 minutes to the top. All right.
Thank you so much. Oh, well, I just wanted to continue a little bit with Cindy. So as you were talking as well, I pulled a card and I didn't get this to her, but I should. It's feeling the world. So that feelingness, again, came up. So I think that's absolutely fabulous.
It's so good. And Angie, the card that I have in front of me, there's a picture of the world above and water below. So I love it.
Oh, wow. I just, yeah, it truly tells us how connected we are and energetically. I know that just changing our perspective a little bit to, and whether that is to change it with music or dance or changing your view, like getting outside and seeing something that is different, maybe taking a different direction in the day, things to sort of raise your vibration so that you can start to get into the flow of life. And I love the fact, I know that you're a big person, like you have with your daughter, the gratitude. I love gratitude. And people sometimes like, oh, yeah, I do them once in a while. But it is so important to put that out to the universe and to the energy, and it really lifts everyone up. And I just wanted to... before I get going too far, anyone that wishes to connect with Lori after today, I wanted to ask you, what is the best place they can connect with you on before we go too far?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, honestly, the best place people can connect with me is on social media. So Instagram or Facebook, and you can connect with me under Lori Cowling or See Uniqueness. You know, we have a See Uniqueness Twitter account. We're starting TikTok this year.
Wow.
Just that. Yeah, I kind of, you know, we've went in this place. And also, I'm going to be on Clubhouse. I think next week I'm going to be doing my first, like a room. I'm going to be doing a talk on Clubhouse. And it's a new format. And I'm excited because it's all conversation. So I'll be doing this.
Fantastic. I'm excited for you so much.
Yeah,
thank you. The world is your oyster right now. I really feel that there's the world as a whole and broader perception globally. The conversation is really important for all of us to have and to just wake up to trusting our instincts and taking care of ourselves and perhaps maybe sometimes practicing saying no when you know, and just seeing what is really, what we're really feeling and acknowledging it. And I think that is where the magic of all of this is as well. Now, I want to just, why don't we pull a couple of cards now and just sort of, I know we have a few minutes left here and just to sort of end the call here and, with everyone, let's choose a card for those that are listening as a whole. Okay?
Yeah, for sure. What you go first. I love doing this. This is like my favorite thing to do is to be in conversation with people and pull some cards and see what the energy gives us.
So the card that I have is from an energy deck, the seven energies. And the card that comes up, and we've got probably about four or five minutes here, but before we have to say goodbye, but it says willing to release this card. And this card comes up, looks like dandelions gone to seed, and how the seeds are blowing away. And what it is having to let go of your struggle to find an answer and focus on things for a while. This card doesn't mean like giving up altogether or losing anything. Now, it really is what we've been talking about, remembering that we're co-creative with our divine partnership, and that, you know, give and take is necessary. This is what this card is all about. So do your part by setting your intention and taking any necessary actions, and perhaps surrender the form, the time, or how it's about, and how your higher power is going to take that on. It goes directly to this whole conversation today. I love this. So just defining your desires and feel them deeply, engage in your higher power. Oh my goodness. What a card.
So beautiful.
Go ahead.
Okay. So first, everything that I'm getting off of what you're talking about, I really just want to just say to everybody today that one of the most impactful things you can do for yourself is to recognize the capacity that you have in any given moment on any given day. And when you were saying about, you know, being able to say no, to just really recognize that our capacity changes with our experiences. And to surrender, like you said, the card you just read was surrender to the time, surrender to everything, in the sense that when you receive the thing that you've been dreaming about receiving, it doesn't matter if it happens instantaneously or a month from now or 5 minutes from now. Because in the receiving of it, everything aligns. So I just want to encourage people to be really gentle with themselves in understanding how beautifully they're already doing this life. Like, you know, Cindy so was cultivating her community that she knew to get on this call today. And then she was able to call in and got, you know, some care for her essence and her being. So just to love yourself and know that your capacity is beautiful no matter what it is and whatever moment. And if your capacity says, you know what, today I'm staying in bed, how beautiful that you've chosen your soul over the activities that you think you're supposed to do.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that.
Thank you so much.
The card I pulled, I just want to say it really fast. It's so beautiful. It says, "Your light workers and star seeds serve the world by being you, beautifully, uniquely you. There's the whole entire world is waiting for you exactly as you are, not as you think you should be."
Oh, thank you so much for that final thought and message for all of us. That's amazing. I cannot believe our time has already at the end here. And I want to say thank you, Laurie. It's been such a pleasure having you here. I do wish you will come back and join me again in the future. I want to say thank you to Cindy and those who tried to call through and may not have made it through today. But this has been a wonderful experience. If you have any questions or want to connect with me and Laurie, you can also, my email is angie@angiebell.com. Please come in and send any questions. And any of those who wish to get a small 15-minute reading with me, then I'm taking in the first 5 callers that connect with me at angie@angiebell.com to explore this intention and this idea of following your intuition, your heart, and your just to see what's out there for you. What more do you need to know, right? So thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you again next month. Thank you. Have a great, great day.
listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. That's newsforthesoul.com.